It's time for Lander Biz, presented by the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
All right, it's Lander Biz. I'm Shireen Herrera, where we get to ask the experts. And today we have Tim and Judy with Cornerstone Realty, Tim Culver, Judy Bauman with us. And we're going to be talking about everything to do with real estate and local and Lander. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Good morning.
It's a great day to be in Lander.
You guys going to be the experts. The first Lander Biz show, too, here on KOVE 1330 AM. And the podcast is with you two. So I'm pretty excited about this, where we get to dive more into Lander and the businesses that we have right here in our own backyard. And we were just talking, Judy, Tim, about how important real estate is in our area. The first thing that comes to my mind is it's important to me because I have friends and family that live here that want to stay here. If we don't have the housing and the ability, they end up leaving. And so to keep some of those families that are aging into buying homes and starting their own families, real estate and Cornerstone Realty plays a big part in that.
Yes, it does. And we've really felt the difficult effect of people finding Lander in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And Lander always being a small town with kind of a traditional older homes and not a lot of new builds, we're a little bit squeezed finding
What are some of the things that potentially are coming down the line maybe in the future that would help with that? Is there anything we can do as a community?
I think what we're seeing is there are more contractors that are stepping up and really starting to get more houses built and more opportunities for people to live. And we see more renovation happening in the town. Some of the older properties are now starting to be fixed up, and it's exciting to see parts of Lander actually
renewed.
Yeah, it's great.
I love keeping that history, though, you know, because Lander does have a lot of history.
And we are seeing that they're trying to stick to the original feel of the structure and just bring it up to modern ways of living.
Is it a buyer and seller's market right now?
It's truly a seller's market right now, but there's still a lot of buying opportunities out there. And there's opportunities for people that think that they don't want to sell their home because they won't be able to find anything out there. But the people are ready to move up to that next level of home. There's a few of those out there, which then that frees up the starter's market for the first-time home buyers and things like that.
So how long have you been doing this, Tim?
So actually, my wife and I moved here 2 years ago from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I was in the Air National Guard, retired from that service.
Thank you so much for your service.
Yes. And after living in Cheyenne for almost 30 years, we'd been in and out of Lander for over the last 15, 20 years. And just we had an opportunity to move someplace where we want to live. And so this is where we came. And it's just a great opportunity to be part of community, and that's what we've really discovered, that Lander is not just a town, it's a community, and being part of that community has been very exciting.
Well, that screamed community to me with Judy. We're talking with Judy and Tim with Cornerstone Realty here with Lander Biz, where we're asking the experts. But Judy instantly just met one of her former students. So yeah. Judy, you were a teacher in the area.
I was an elementary teacher in Riverton for 26 years before I made a career change into real estate, and got into real estate in 2003.
Wow.
So been doing this for a good long time as well.
You have so many community connections too. We were just talking. I'm like, I'm sure you probably sold some of your old students'
homes. Oh, absolutely.
How cool is that?
It's really fun, and we have a lot of fun together, and just seeing successes from an 8-year-old to a 20 or 30 something.
I mean, really, we talk about things coming full circle in a small town and a small community. And that right there really screams that to me in Cornerstone Realty. Really cool to hear that. I unfortunately, not a lot of teachers have that where they're able to, you know, connect with some of their students later on in life. And what a great way to do so.
And we do remember those kiddos. We spend a lot of time with them during a school year.
Yeah. So, well, we talk about the market and you talk about people buying. It seems like, you know, you mentioned it being a seller's market, but it seems like a lot of people are getting some good deals when it comes to buying right now.
If people, especially a first-time home buyer, if they will get themselves prepared, get ready, perfect home comes along, and they've pre-qualified, and they're ready to make that offer. There's opportunities out there, and we're helping people right now, and they're getting that home that they really want. There's many opportunities out there, but as they come up, they don't last very long. So it's just being prepared, and that's what we're here to do, is truly to get that buyer prepared and set the expectation. Being in real estate it's quite an emotional roller coaster ride, and even though we're not the ones that it's happening to, we share in that.
Yeah.
and we get to experience those highs and lows just like the buyers and sellers do. So it's a rewarding job.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very fulfilling. We know heard about that from you, Tim, and then Judy also, the full circle and being a big part of the community. It seems like real estate really is a role for somebody that wants to have a fulfilling position and be a part of the community. I know there's, quite a few people that I know that, maybe went through a change during a COVID or looking for a career change. Are you guys looking for more people to join your crew at Cornerstone Realty?
We're always open to visiting with folks who are interested in pursuing that as a career, and we are. We sit down with folks. We kind of explain the job and what it takes to be successful. Sure, there's always room for another associate to assist people in buying and selling property.
What would you tell somebody who knows nothing about, appraisals and things of that nature? Some of those big realty words too that I don't know much about. Kind of, can you walk me through the process a little bit?
I think the first thing that we would have you do is we're going to sit down and talk to you about the market and what's out there, what's available, what has been selling, and what the prices have been, and some of the hurdles and pitfalls that we're going to go through together. And then we're going to help you get with the lender. And there's some great lenders right here in Lander that really help make the process smoother, just easier for you. And then at that point, once we get you all prepared and we know how much you are qualified for, then we're going to start looking for homes in that price range, and we're going to be with you right there as soon as they come on the market.
Seems like it never stops. Like 24/7, you seem like you're available.
Yes.
And I know that.
Yes.
For some folks, it's like, I know that's true, but no, realtors really seem to respond at all hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If something comes up, and that's an important part as a buyer too. You want to make sure that somebody is going to be available.
It is. It's very important. And I have the luxury. I work with my wife. She's a real estate agent.
Oh, awesome.
Also. So we work together. And so we have that luxury of being able to take that call at 8 o'clock at night, because we're in it together. And also when we take people out and show them properties, one of us may speak to your personality more, and we're able to assist you and help you.
And that one gets aspect. The commission then?
No. Yeah.
Then yes. The sharing stops.
Right, right.
I love that. Again, we're talking with Cornerstone Realty. This is Lander Biz, where we get to ask the experts. So important right now is real estate. A big part of our economy, right, Judy?
Yep.
I mean, people are moving into Lander. There's no way to stop it.
There's no way to stop it. And, don't know that we would want to stop it. We welcome people to come in and take a look around, but it has created a bit of a challenge because of the, like I said, small town, not a lot of inventory to choose from. So it's a little bit of a wait to find what you're looking for, but it does seem to be as successful for most buyers.
Lander in particular has been booming, and we've talked about the growth, and obviously down the line in the future, Tim mentioned building and getting some of those newer buildings up, and then also renovating too. So a lot of history here to keep. So I know that as a realtor and as a realty company, that's always a battle too, as people are, wanting new, and then some want, the older history too, and find that compromise. And hopefully they keep it that way here in Lander.
Yes, I hope so too.
So if you were come to us and as a first-time home buyer and you're unsure and you don't have the skill set to look at a house, look at a roof, or want to crawl down in the crawl space, we have some great inspectors right here in Lander and in the Fremont County area. And we would assist you in getting with one of those and having the inspector go look at the property and do a full report and understand truly what the situation is with that home, the condition. And we'd go over that inspection with you. And at that point, if there's anything that you have concerns with, we can do more due diligence or just reassure that you have a quality home that you're purchasing.
Now, what's the difference between an inspection and an appraisal?
Well, the appraisal is an inspection of the home per the parameters of the buyer's loan. The bank or lender that the buyer's working with is going to hire an appraiser to go look at that property in the eyes of the loan, the type of loan that the buyer is using, and give the bank their opinion of condition and value.
All right, good. Good to know. Learning stuff here. That's why they're the experts. We're talking with Tim and Judy, Cornerstone Realty, Lander Biz, and we're talking everything realty, real estate, Lander, community, because really that's what it's all about. I want to go back to just mentioning what I did in the beginning about a big part of real estate, and especially with, you know, Judy having such longevity roots here, is some of those kids that are aging to get their first homes, having reasons and, you know, capability to keep them here is important. So I'm looking forward to that market continuing to rise and go in the direction it needs to go for our area.
Absolutely.
Now, when you make an offer on a home, if somebody, we talked about this too, is it, because, you know, there's rumors all over the place about real estate in Lander and about how, you know, astronomical over asking price somebody paid to get a home. What are the rules or tips, techniques with making an offer where maybe you don't have to do something like that?
First of all, what we're going to bring to the buyer, and since we're in the market every day, day in and day out, and we see what comes on the market, how quick it sells, what it sells for, you know, we can help that buyer make an educated decision on what kind of an offer they should make, how aggressive they should be with that offer. And we can really guide that offer. And yes, there is some of that.
And give them some reality of what it might be. You know.
And the reality is there are multiple offers happen sometimes. Sometimes it's over asking price. But at the end of the day, it's still, if you're getting lending on it, it's still going to have to appraise and you know, you're still going to get a nice home, and it's going to be at the correct price for what the market is. And that goes back to the appraisal and the appraiser opinion of what the market says it should be valued at.
Yeah, I think some of the stories that you may have heard in the community about the over, what people consider to be paying over market price is maybe a cash offer from somebody that's able to do that and get what they want.
Otherwise, that's
regardless
not
of
all
price.
The time.
It's not all the time. You know, there are checks and balances.
Good. And why use? I mean, you kind of answered it there, but why use a realtor?
Well, you know, we, like Tim said, we're in it day in and day out. We watch the market. We meet with the other realtors in the other companies in the area, and we have a discussion on Wednesdays. We have a meeting and we talk about things that we're noticing, trends, etc. So, you know, we are a group of people that are keeping informed and letting people know what is happening in the real estate market in the local area. And we also are trained, and we're constantly going for recertification to get our license renewed every 3 years. And so we have ongoing education, and we're able to keep the transaction on an honest and even keel throughout with that education in our background.
It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
All right, we're back. Lander Biz, Cornerstone Group Realty. We're talking with Tim and Judy. Now it's moved into a digital age. People love watching some of the houses online and things that go up online. How does it work when somebody sees a house they like? They're working with you, Judy. And then is somebody else on the seller side working on that too? So you have a realtor, two realtors that would be working, or is it just one that works on the buying and selling of the house?
It depends. You know, if the house is listed with another agency and we, Cornerstone Group Realty, has a buyer that wants to make an offer on that house, then we represent the buyer and the listing agent represents the seller. And
I've always wondered how that works,
yep.
You know, when you're looking on Zillow or on Cornerstone Realty website, it's like, you know, how that all works.
So that brings us to the multi-listing service, which is a cooperative service that the agencies in this area participate in for the most part. And in that group, we have an agreement on how we work together and right. how all are compensated at the end of the transaction.
There's quite a bit to the process, and our job is to make that process seamless for you as the buyer and being a novice at buying a home. So we make sure all the contracts are completed in a correct manner, and you're protected, and you get what you're paying for, and not being worried about a lawsuit later on or
right.
It just protecting you. That's one of our goals.
And you guys get alerted about these homes before they go up on the web, correct?
Not always.
but
we have to stay on top of it. We are just like our consumers. We want to know as soon as we can what's coming on to get, provide to our buyers.
Right, and that's a benefit of having a realtor.
That's right.
Again, is the fact that you do get the insight on some of that stuff before.
Or hear about it before it actually hits the market.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the key right there. Again, that's why you're the experts.
Right.
Cornerstone Realty, we have Tim and Judy, and we're talking about everything real estate with Lander. And of course, promoting the Lander Chamber of Commerce, they do so much for the area. And obviously, in inviting more people to join the chamber and really focusing, one of their main goals this year is really focusing on Lander Biz. So that's why we have this show in Lander Biz, and where we're going to be able to ask the experts.
We get a lot of calls from all over the country.
California most, or Colorado? To be honest, California or Colorado? Who calls more?
Oregon, Washington, Colorado.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, nope.
I can't believe it.
A lot of places, yes.
Wow.
We're getting a lot of attention.
I would say California's number four for us, but yeah, it's Colorado quite a bit, and then Oregon. Washington,
yeah.
Wow.
California. But there's a lot of people who have been through this community, and it's in the back of their mind, and they know that this is a great place. And it really speaks to kind of a younger generation. The Climbers, it's a great group of people that know this area and want to be up here.
Yep.
And it's exciting to see the people come from other places around the country and realize they want to be part of this community. And that's what's great about the Chamber of Commerce is they help build that community.
Yeah.
There's so many events, and there are events that families can go to and participate in and at low cost. It's just outdoor opportunities around Lander.
Lohr Foundation, too, stepping in. I mean, they chose Lander as one of their few markets for giving grants to, invite kids and families to do things through the summer. So, yeah, it's definitely got eyes on it all over.
Yes, it does.
What's your guys' main focus here on out, like for the winter? And what season is the best to buy? There's two very full questions there. I always think of winter, things slowing down, but is that really the case?
It does not slow down. It becomes a little bit more challenging.
To get to the places, right?
Shoveling the sidewalks and sometimes not having power
I
and
forgot.
Heat.
You guys do those for some of the houses that you show and all of that, right? So
sometimes
winter in this area can get tricky for the realtor. Okay.
But we do find people move year-round. It doesn't stop in the winter time. We see a little peak right after school gets out, typical school years in the spring, but the rest of the year stays pretty steady, believe it or not.
And is there like a time like airline tickets where there's a certain day or a time of the year to buy that's better than the other?
I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so either.
Right now, what's really helping the home buying market is interest rates are low, and from what the Fed is saying right now, the interest rates are going to stay low for the next 6 months. So really, unless something dramatically changes in this country, it's a busy real estate market and busy time. So,
what is the after hours party like with the Lander Chamber of Commerce? Do things get a little wild and crazy?
Well,
they're having their festivities coming up.
We're going to find out next week. We're going to sponsor the Chamber Business After Hours, the first one of the season, getting started up again. We're going to be at our new location, 592 Main Street. We're in Suite H. That's the New York Life building. You
awesome.
Remember it as the deck that used to be outside the
Whiskey Cuts,
yeah. And now it's another restaurant has moved in there, another bar restaurant. But we're going to use that deck on Thursday evening, 5:30 to 7, September 9th. And hope to welcome the community there as well as the Lander Chamber of Commerce. And get the season started off.
Yeah, Lander always knows how to have a good time. So I don't care what's involved. I always want to be a part of stuff Lander has because, like you mentioned, things are going on here. Things for the family, things for the community, things for businesses. If you're an entrepreneur, what a better way to meet folks and network than these after-hour Chamber of Commerce meetings.
We want to know our other business owners.
So it's a Thursday night, too, which I love because, you know, you don't have to take up one of your, you know, weekend nights. And it's 5:30 to 7. It's going to be downtown Lander here, easy to find on Main Street. So invite you to join that. And of course, keep an eye on other after-hour events for the Chamber of Commerce as they continue throughout the year as well. All right, last question, Tim, Judy. If somebody wants to buy a home with Cornerstone Group Realty, what do they do? What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can go to our website, cgrsales.com. That's one option. We're always available on our phones, and you can text us, call us, and we're going to communicate the way you want to be communicated with.
Yeah, texting, and I think, is a great way.
It's a big way to communicate, yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's great when we're able to actually talk to each other, and we can start that conversation. And as we start that conversation, there's going to be more questions come up in your mind. We're going to be able to answer those questions for you and lead you down the correct path. So,
and I know you have locations both in Riverton and Lander, so folks are able to swing on in if they'd like to and need more information or just have any questions.
Absolutely. You know, 215 South Broadway and Riverton, we do find sometimes that people may start a search in one community and decide the other community is going to work for them better.
Cornerstone Group Realty, we have Tim Culver, Judy Bauman with us. They are the experts for our first Lander Biz show, and this is going to happen every week where we get to dive into local Lander biz and ask the experts. So remember, if you have a question, you can send us a question at county10.com. You can also send it on the Facebook page, and we'll get it answered by one of the great Lander experts. And if you have a real estate question, realty question, you can also send them to us, and we'll get it over to Judy and Tim, or you're welcome to reach out to Cornerstone Group Realty. Find them. You can find them on Facebook. You can send messages. It says they're active and very prompt on answering on there. I just saw, so that might also be an easy way to reach out.